CliffCentral.com.
All right, it's that yes. time of the week,
mm-hmm.
and we get to keep you company on the weekly mashup. Welcome to it. I am Dimisha Masha, and you are?
I am the best woman in the world, Miss Candace Mama.
As voted by...
myself.
Yes. Party of one. That's amazing.
You know what? Yeah. Someone once told me you need to be the CEO of your own fan club.
Oh, definitely.
So I am the CEO, the main member of my own fan club.
Oh, yeah. You know what? If you're not the CEO of your own fan club, then you are definitely doing something wrong. Because,
true.
Like, who else are you expecting to be a fan of your fan club? In fact, a fan of you.
Yeah.
You're not even a fan of yourself. Like, we're supposed to be your fan and you don't even like yourself? Come on.
Hey, exactly.
Listen, that song just now, Rihanna.
Oh, yes. My jam. Listen,
that was my jam of 2017, by the way. 2016.
That has been my jam.
Yeah?
I feel like that will be my jam. Until I get this out of my system.
To the listeners that you actually introduced me to that song, so thank
I
you
did.
Very much for that.
I put you on.
You turned me on.
Yeah.
Rihanna. But that particular album, I remember that afternoon.
Yes.
You were in your car and you were like, I want you to hear this.
Yeah.
And it was this song that you
yes.
played first.
Yes. I started with this one. Yeah.
So for the rest of 2016, I was the coolest guy out of all my friends because I was playing them all that music.
Yeah.
And they were like, how did you get turned on to this music? And I was like, you know,
I'm cool like that.
So I admit it. It was candy.
You know what? If you roll with cool people, in essence, you become cool. So it's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
So did you get to sing that song to somebody last year?
To too many that year. I feel like if they're Facebook watching us right now, he's like, that biatch.
I think there were some people I tried to fix my inner issues with.
That's the problem.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it. No one was used. I think it was a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah. Well, it has to be, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but
but
there's always someone who feels bitter. There's always that one person who pretends like they weren't.
Bitter, you know what I mean?
Who pretends like you were in the relationship alone.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you hurt me. But why were you there to be hurt? Like, I'm so confused.
Like you were the only one who was susceptible to being hurt through this whole thing. Like you had no idea this was going to happen. Like your performance wasn't at that level that it should have been. And you didn't know this? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we are just a problem.
Yeah, we are a problem.
But that's what leads us to our today's conversation, which is so exciting.
Before we even get into that, Twitter literally blew up. In fact, all the social media blew up. On Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I caught it late because I always catch things late.
What?
I caught it on Monday. That's when I watched Date My Family.
Oh.
And there was Ndunyo.
Oh. You know what I loved about him, dude?
Yeah.
He speaks in third person.
I
started doing it around the house. And then my brother's like,
oh, yeah?
You keep playing like that, you're going to start doing it. And people are going to get pissed the air for. Because I'd be like, you know what Candace would do right now?
Yes.
Candace would like a cup of coffee.
Yes,
and if someone does not make Candace a cup of coffee,
there
are going to be some problems in this house.
But you see, like, I think to get it right, them Duwe, the problem was you chose the wrong accent.
I did. The British accent.
The British. Remember that whole British thing? It was like, dude, in the middle... You've already introduced yourself, guy. You're halfway through dinner. It's too late to introduce the British accent.
You mean this accent?
Yes.
Oh, because when my nieces call me from Britain, I was like, who are your nieces? The nieces say, hello, daddy. I was like, your nieces call you daddy?
You know, you had some issues, right?
And then, you know what I like?
Baby mama drama.
No, what I liked was exactly that. Towards the end of the show, he's on a date and he's like, I do not refer to women who've had my child as baby mamas. It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And then he's like, when I was coming here, I was texting one of my baby.
You had it all worked out, but I think you just ran out of script. I think that's
you
what
think?
It was. Yeah, I think he was prepared. He dressed very well. My dad was really impressed with him. That's what we did on Sunday. On Monday.
Yeah.
Him and I just sat down and
watched
Date
My Family.
Date My Family. We have to see what's going on with him, dude.
Yeah, what's the crazy?
And he was like, you know, Shem, he's so well dressed, though, you know?
But then it was discovered that Mdu was actually a DSTV installer. No shade to DSTV installers out there.
Yeah.
But
no,
he would.
But
he
if
would.
You're a DSTV installer, just be a DSTV installer.
Yeah, don't lie to us. Don't lie to us.
Yeah.
And then he said, then he would pose with the people's cars where he was installing the DSTV.
Yeah, where he was posing with an R8. Right.
And then he said his mother died. And then he posted on Instagram that chilling in my mother's Porsche or something like that.
Yeah, it was a
And then we had him again. We were like, but why, Mdu? Did your mother die twice? Like, what is happening with you, nigga?
I think
like,
the problem was he just didn't like commit enough to what it was that he was as a character. Mm. So at the end of the day, he kept vacillating, if I was to use an Mdu phrase, between characters.
Vacillating. Yeah. Yes.
And if you just kept stuck to one character, like if your mom's died or whatever, then stick to that one and then just keep going with that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So. But you know what? Mdu actually provided the best entertainment. Like, I can't deal. You know, it was just so much fun. It was amazing to just witness someone make such a fool of themselves unapologetically at that. You know, Mdu did not apologize for Mdu. He even came out to the Sowetan and he was like,
oh, really?
I will not apologize for Mdu because Mdu did what Mdu does. Mdu Yes, Mdu. Mdu. You don't apologize to us. Lie to us. We are your Rihanna.
But
yes.
Mdu uvaile plain. On that date, like he did not get any.
Yo.
He did not get no love.
But that girl was also a little vicious. For me, I was just like, girl, you're not all that to be like so mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to call him
out. If you're all that,
out.
You can't be mean. Like, you're all that enough. Have you checked according to my entire
like,
fan club?
Your meanness, yes. Your meanness can only be determined by how attractive you are. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I'm playing.
Yeah.
But no, but she was very like mean. I found her very mean.
Like she didn't have to call him out,
but not like that.
I don't think she needed to. Like she could have used more sarcasm.
Yes.
Instead of just plain.
Then she was like
anger.
You know, she was pretending like she didn't sign up for Date My Family.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm like on Date My Family, you get what you get.
You get what you
know?
Get.
It's all like
with what you got. You know what I mean? And you at least let us as the audience think that you enjoyed that
date. Yes, yes.
You know?
Even if you didn't enjoy the date, like, it's okay. Like, don't enjoy the date, but still, man.
Have there ever been people on Date My Family who...
have had relationships after?
Well, had relationships, but they seem like they were having a great time. It just all worked out. Because for me, it's like one of those shows that you watch just to see
a train
crash.
Yes, yes. But that's what makes it entertaining, right? Because you never know what the combinations are going to be.
Yeah.
Like, then there was that one contestant who was, what was he? He was Casper's hype man.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But he
Casper's
wasn't the main. He,
the main hype man either.
You know? No. He was the main hype man.
Okay.
But he wasn't the main contestant. Like, the one who goes on dates.
Oh, okay.
Like, at his house, I think there was Boyce and some other people. Casper didn't even come on. Casper, like, you my hype man. I ain't about to hype you up.
Yeah.
But, so then he was on. He got chosen because I think Boyce was at the house. So the girl was like, damn, he must be famous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a shame. She was so disappointed.
Hang on. There was a girl who was dating these people's family and hoping that.
Yes.
And who was at Boyce's family?
No, not Boyce's family. It was Casper's hype man's family. Which was the friends, which was Boyce and a couple of other people I don't know.
All right. And then did that guy win the date?
Yes, of course.
And then he was just some random.
He was a hype man while Mampela.
Oh, like, so the hype man was trying to get the date. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Did it work out?
No.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But I have seen a couple. Like, there's some people where it seems like it works out. I don't know.
Mm.
Like, I feel like Date My Family should have a special. Like, where are they now?
Where are they now? Yeah.
So that we can see. We also want to know.
And also, Love Back. Date My Family.
Ooh,
Love
no.
Back. You know, let's try this date again.
Oh,
I chose the wrong one. Can I try again?
Can I go back to date number one?
Can I go back to that
please,
other family? Please.
Love Back.
All right. Well, anyway, today we're talking about
relationships.
Because I think 2017 is the year that we get this thing right, man. Let's get it together, Candy. Okay?
Well, I will try.
You know what? I don't think we can
I'll
be much worse
my
than
shit
last
together.
Year. Honestly,
that is true.
I personally,
last year was pretty.
There's very few things anybody out there can do to me this year that has not already been done. So either you'll just be repeating yourself, or you really don't have much of an imagination, because I've seen imaginative
characters.
Characters out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just very hopeful that at
as
least
you should
it,
be.
It can never be as bad as it was. So I'm just looking forward to anything, you know?
Like as long as it's not what it was, then it's good enough.
As long as it's just not what it was. So I'm going to give you guys some dating tips.
Yes, please.
Like, everyone thinks that when you go on a date, you have to like go out to impress completely. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for like over a year now.
Yeah.
And you've never given me dating tips. So I'm excited.
They're more for the guys than they are for you. Okay. They're for the guys. But you know what? If any guy does
Let's
this
listen.
For you,
mm.
I think you should know that he's on the right track. Because let's be honest, the expensive meal and the champagne, that's been done already.
Yeah.
It's been done for years. Okay. So guys, here are about 7 tips that you can take with you. One. why not try a romantic picnic? I know it sounds like a cliche.
For a first date?
For a first date.
Mm-mm.
Surprise the hell
out of me. I don't trust you. You might be taking me into the woods to kidnap me. I don't trust you on the first date.
Here's the thing.
Let's just have a coffee on the first date. Second date, let's do a romantic picnic.
Hold up. You know, why you got to ruin like the first tip and already you're just jumping on it?
Sorry, man.
With your negativity.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
You know?
Sorry, okay. I'm just paranoid. I just don't want to be abducted, but it's okay.
No, guys, think about it, right? Where are you going to take it? Like, ask her to meet
you. Yes, I'm kidding.
At a place that is...
highly populated.
Highly populated, but not just any random park. Yes. Like, let's not go there.
Like, you know? Where the road, where you see cars driving past.
Yes. And not at a park where she might disappear. So don't maybe not Emerentia Dam, yes, the first time, because it's like a bit too big. Yes. And she might be like, okay.
This is scary.
This is scary. So maybe a park in the gardens of a restaurant or something like that.
And
either
that's nice.
Order there.
Okay, yes.
Or... if money is a little bit of an issue, we know that it's the beginning of the year and it's January. You spend all the money in December.
Yeah.
Make something for her, you know.
Oh.
Make some nice sandwiches. Make sure that you have tea, coffee as well.
Tea and coffee,
yes.
Wow.
And a little bit of Bailey's if you're serving coffee as well, you know, just to get the mood right.
On the first date? Shit.
On the first date,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also make sure that you've packed some water and sunscreen if it's a particularly sunny day. And if it's a not so warm day, make sure that you have a blanket and maybe some warm socks. And hey, a tablecloth never hurt anybody, and some rose petals on that, you know? A few candles out there. It'll make it the most romantic thing that she's ever experienced in the longest time. And make sure you pack the picnic basket in an actual picnic basket. Like, don't take some Woolworths plastic bags. That just doesn't work. Okay.
That's good.
And then maybe try a drive around the city. You know, maybe not on the first date, like you said.
I'm like
some issues of safety. She might not trust you. Unless, you know, you're a well-known celebrity like me, then it doesn't really matter.
Don't trust them either. They're the ones actually you shouldn't trust.
Okay, you should trust the least. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You could use Uber. You could literally use Uber. It's going to be very expensive.
It will be a very expensive car ride.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay.
But maybe on your second, third date, you want to really do something different.
Okay.
Take it to like some really cool spots around the city.
Oh, nice. I like that. Like, go to one place for starters, another place for mains, dessert, that kind of thing.
Something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
And then show around the places that you know in the city. And also show places, once again, safety's key. So you can't just go to some random hilltop and then hope nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Those places can be dangerous. So go, you know, organize if you must. If you know an estate that has a particularly great view, ask them if you can come in at a certain time in the evening so you can see the stars.
Okay.
And take a nice round trip. While you're at it, you can have already have a playlist sorted. You know, let's get the mood right.
Right.
And here's something that a lot of people are not doing enough.
Okay.
Cook for her. I'm going to tell you guys something.
That's true.
This has never failed.
Mm-hmm.
There is no woman I have cooked for that I have failed to bag. I'm just
Which means that you know how to cook.
Yeah, well, you gotta start there.
Because if you're gonna make me like some burnt chicken, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Like master the dish at home by yourself before she comes over. Like, cook for your friends if you still live at home.
Yeah.
You know, cook for your family. Make sure they're not there, hopefully, when she comes through. You know?
Then it becomes date my family for real.
Yeah, then it does. But you know, that could actually be quite cool.
That would suck.
Never.
Because for the person going on the date, when you have to meet the entire family on a date, it is very awkward.
Okay.
Because you know the family's judging the shit out of you.
All right.
They're
all right. You know, do it at her place then. Do it at her place.
Cook at my place?
Bring the
ingredients. As long as you clean after.
Yeah, no.
I'm
do
good.
The whole thing. Like, bring the stuff to her place. Cook for her there, and then afterwards wash the dishes.
Oh.
It is so romantic.
Yes.
Washing dishes is akin to a sexy massage, guys. It will get, you know what?
So true.
Trust me on that
so
one.
True.
Trust me on that one.
Yes.
Make sure that you bring some accessories with you. Some you know, you can bring a little sign that says Love Harbor Restaurant, hanging up on the kitchen for her, you know, while you're cooking. Bring a nice apron that you can wear in the kitchen that looks really cool. Like, don't bring your mom's apron. What do they call those mommy aprons?
Yes, those ugly ones. Like, get a like kiss the chef kind of thing.
Yeah, get something cool. Something really
something
sexy.
Cute.
Get a nice chef's hat as well.
If you've got like good abs, like show off those are great.
Or you can get an apron with abs on it.
That would be it wouldn't be better, but you know what, that would be creative. It would make
and if you really want to take a breath away, rose petals on the floor always do it. I'm telling you, they always work. Okay,
see, I'm listening.
And like, winter's coming up, So think of a nice winter outing as well.
Like there's nothing better than a fireplace.
Oh, definitely. And there are some nice places out there that are made for winter getaways.
Yes.
I would recommend Mount Grace. It's a couple of months away.
It's a little expensive.
So you can save. Well, that's why I said it's a couple of months away. So start saving. If you put away at least 500 rands away every month, you might at least get a meal. Not much more.
A meal and leave.
But at least you get to sit by the fireplace. Yes,
that's beautiful.
There are places like that which are beautiful. Mm. They've got beautiful fireplaces. They've got the whole thing with the bear rug. You know, dude, come on.
Yes.
And here's something a lot of people don't do anymore. What? And we used to do it in the old days. Yes. Take her to the zoo.
I don't like zoos.
If you can't take her to the zoo and she doesn't like zoos, then take her to the bird park at Montezuma.
Yeah, or botanical gardens or something.
Or the botanical gardens. Mm. I took my daughter to the bird park.
Yes, yes.
A week ago, in fact.
Oh.
And I was blown away at actually how cool it is. It's a really beautiful place. And I was like, this would be a great place for a date.
Yeah, but I think that would be great for a first date as well.
Yeah.
Because it takes away that tension of like having to sit across from someone and be like, so what you do?
Yeah. And you get to experience something that I think, I'm just going to put out there. A lot of us black people, like when it comes to birds and that sort of thing, we don't know that stuff, okay? So now you get a chance to be out there with
and
birds.
And to learn together.
And to learn together. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, number six. A walk in the park never hurt nobody. I know I talked about the picnic in
as
the park,
be
but a walk
food.
In the park.
Yeah, because I can't go on a date and not eat.
Here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Farmers markets are the best way to do the walk in the park situation,
yes.
right? And a lot of people are not exploring
farmers
that.
Markets.
Farmers markets are awesome because there's a whole bunch of other people.
And artisans.
And artisan food. And you can just be trying out food one after the other.
Yes.
And it's perfect. And
exactly.
You can be taking a fantastic walk.
I like that.
And looking at all the trendoids.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
I feel very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, team. So is that the seven, or is there more on the list?
You know, now with this camera, I've got to move away so far just to get my music loaded. The last one. You know what, guys? This never goes out of fashion.
Okay.
Take it to live theater.
Oh, I love theater.
Take her to a theater.
And it shows that you're cultured.
Exactly.
Mm.
Get all dressed up even.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't do that anymore, you know?
I would like to go on
a date where you literally get dressed in a tuxedo.
Oh,
she gets dressed in a ball gown. You go to theater.
I love
that. And a beautiful dinner afterwards.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly. It will show
no man's ever taken me to a theater.
Really?
But I've been on some terrible dates, so that's I'm not one to be talking.
Well, look, Candace, you know, you never dated me, and it's unfortunate. And probably it's a good thing for you, because I set the bar so high. Too high. Anyway.
CEO of your own fan club.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I've got you in the room, guys. Now, Candace, we're in the room. We're in this thing.
Yes.
Now we need to talk about it.
Exactly. But see, just like I was just giving you a few pointers on your tips.
Yes.
I need you to give me the man's perspective on this ish, right?
All right.
So I got this in this month.
Let's see what y'all are saying on Twitter so far, all right? Don't forget. Also you can hit us up on WhatsApp on 078-748-2090. If you have any better ideas than I've just given you, by all means, let us know, because we're all learning together.
Yes.
2017 is the year that we take over. So hit us up on
078-748-2090
and tell us about your dating tips. Yeah.
And just again, the WhatsApp number is 078-748-2090. Okay, so on this month's Cosmo, right? So they say how to get him to open up. Because now you've gone past the first date and now you're in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't talking to you no more. So they say when you want to handle a situation, strike when he's busy. That's tip number one.
Huh?
So when he's in the middle of doing something, that's when you like drop it. Like you're like...
Like when he's watching the football.
Yes. Then you're like, okay, so babe, would you mind if we just spoke about you getting an education?
That is the worst time.
No, like when he's busy. Like, so he's like busy chopping onions or like, you know, he's in the middle of something intensive.
Okay, not watching... Let's just make
not
sure.
Not leisurely. Like proper
not,
busy.
Not watching the soccer.
Yes.
Not watching the rugby. Not watching the cricket.
Yes.
And not working on that deadline for that proposal.
Yeah, well, maybe working through the deadline. Because then he's got time to just be like, he wants to get the conversation out of the way quicker.
So he'll be like, yes, I'll get that education.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
so that's number one.
This is why I stopped reading Cosmo.
And then the second thing says, ease into the deep stuff. So they're like, okay, so don't just be talking about like... Babe, it's time for you to get a new job. You know, like, start off easy. So start off with a light conversation.
Apart from like the new job thing. Like, because there's a lot of other deep stuff. Like, when are we going to meet? your parents or my parents.
I'm personally terrible at those. That's why I needed these tips to verify if they were.
Okay.
Because generally I just mouth off. I'm just like, so when's it happening? And then they just look at me like, but I just got home. I literally just stepped in.
Here's my thing though. Why not just slip it into any old conversation? So I was thinking, in about a month's time, you should meet my parents. They're awesome. You should meet my family, in fact. Oh. I don't even say my parents, because when you say parents, it's like it makes it very formal.
Okay.
But if you say in about a month's time, we've got a family event and I'd love you to come. It's going to be really awesome. It's going to be fun. And you'll have a great time. You can meet my family while you're at it. How cool
like
is that?
I like that. Okay. And then they say, talk about his favorite things before you get into interrogations.
I don't understand that one. Please elaborate, because that was a tough one for me. Talk about his favorite things first. Like how?
Okay. Give me a scenario. Rugby. So let's say he's into rugby or soccer, right? So he's still talking about soccer, like, oh, baby, the Blue Bulls or whatever. I don't know who plays soccer. Liverpool.
The Blue Bulls play rugby. Sundowns.
Liverpool, yes.
Sundowns.
Sundowns, okay.
So Sundowns.
Sundowns.
What's going on with Sundowns?
Hey, it's your baby. Like, you know, he's talking about, like, oh, now I'm going to go watch the soccer game. And you're like, oh, baby, is it Sundowns or?
Sundowns.
Sundowns.
Sandown is a place.
It's a pirate, at least that one I know.
Okay.
It's a pirate or cheese. And then you actually pretend like you're engaged, even though you're actually blurring over. He's
Do
just
you
like
realize,
talking.
I'm watching you right now and I'm like, she doesn't know a damn thing about my teeth. So I'm thinking, what do you want? Can you try and do some research? Okay, ladies.
He's on my tips.
Some research.
He's on my
first
tips. Okay.
If you're going to talk about his favorite thing, like, kind of get to know it. Okay? Yeah. Okay.
And then they say, when you're talking, try not to talk too much. Like, give him the floor. Give him a chance to actually talk. So when you're talking, because sometimes as women, when we're angry at one thing, we start rambling about everything we're mad at, right?
Yeah.
So then we're like, no, actually, let's say you came home late. Mm. So now you're addressing it the next morning. You're like, babe, you know, I really don't like it because you came home late. But it's not just about you coming home late. 2 weeks ago when you did and then you go on about 20 other things. And then now he's got to, like, try and find one huge solution to everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we just go back to the coming home late thing? Because I think in 2017, we need to get past this. For you, why is it such a problem? And it's a general problem for a lot of women. In general. So maybe if we can get some insight into why it's a problem for you, maybe it can help us address the other ladies and why they feel so bad about it.
Okay, for me personally, it's not necessarily about you getting home late.
Yeah.
It's more about the lack of communication that you're going to be home late. So if you tell me that, babe, you know, I'm going to be working so late and then afterwards I've got something with the boys, you know, so I'm going to be home late. Then I'm like, okay, cool. Then I, like, in my mind, I've programmed myself to say, okay, I should not be expecting Kim to come home at this time.
All right.
But then you're and when you get home late, please just be quiet. Like, be quiet.
Can I just
stop trying? Because when men try and be quiet, they're actually the loudest people on earth. Like, they're like, you're like,
you're trying to walk through the house with the lights off and then you kick that chair.
You kick everything, you break shit, and then I have to wake up to, like, broken glass. Oh,
I just have to say this though. I just have to say this. Wait, hold on.
I'm listening.
Here's the thing, right? For most of us men, we go out, and the idea was, it started at like 4 PM. I'm meeting my best friend or a friend of mine. We're just going to have some drinks with a couple of guys. And I don't know, maybe just catch a dinner and then come straight home. So I should be home at about maybe 7, latest 8, you know?
Okay.
9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, dang. Look at the time. Yeah. It's already 9 o'clock. And actually, this is getting more and more fun. So I'm thinking, how do I do this so that already it's loud and I don't want to have a negotiation? Because now I'm in front of my boys and I'm like, hey, babe, I know I said I'll be home maybe latest 8,
and
but I'm still here.
Like,
exactly. Right? Because I've told him, shh, keep quiet. So I just send a text. Babe, I'm still here. It turned out to be a little longer than I thought. I'm not sure what time I'm coming home, but it's going to be a late one. Boom. I left it there. I've explained what's happened. And now I'm telling you that things have changed.
But
so
you
I'm gonna
told
come
me
back
eight,
later.
Right? So you told me that I'm going to be home at 8. At 9 o'clock, you're already an hour past the time your ass should have been home.
The thing is,
No. You're already an hour past the time you told me. Like, set an alarm for yourself. Be like, at 7, let me assess the situation.
Okay.
Is it about to get good?
Half past 6, quarter to 7-ish.
Yeah. And then at around 7, when you send me a message saying that, you know, babe, I'm going to be late. Then I'm like, okay. I can get it. But if you're going to send me an hour later, I'm like, what are you doing that is distracting you so much from letting me know?
We're talking about you. And how are you going to get upset about this?
and then, for the last hour before
yes, you call. And the other guy is talking about his situation. And actually, it becomes quite a bit of fun because you realize everyone has these problems.
Men make relationships seem like such torture and suffering. Yet you guys chase them all the time. I don't get this.
It's not the relationships that are torture and suffering. It's how you guys make us feel about the fact that we sent a text at 9 when things were really happening.
Because I don't do that to you. That is the thing. Like, if I'm out with my girls and I said, baby, I'm going to be home at 9, right?
Yeah.
I will send you a text at 8.
No, we said 7, 8 later.
Yes. No, so I'm like 7, right? Yeah. So I'll send you a text at 7 and be like, babe, listen, it looks like we're running overtime here because so-and-so wants to go here still and whatever. But we're having a good time. But don't worry, don't wait up.
Yeah, are you going to give? Are you now going to give a time of when you will now come back?
No, now I'm saying I'm going to be late.
Oh, okay.
So
that
don't
could
wait
be anything.
Up. Exactly. I could be home in the morning for all you know. So
exactly, right?
Exactly.
That's
but
fair.
Men, you know what the problem with men is? You guys are hypocrites.
Okay.
Y'all are damn hypocrites.
Okay.
You guys, if we do the same shit you do to us, yes, if we do what you do to us, it's like a whole ego thing. Like, oh, but I don't understand. Like, what could have kept you guys until 2 in the morning?
I've had that. Where I've been called. First of all, was I'm just going to dinner.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a work function.
Yes.
And it's like, cool, babe, enjoy. The dinner was supposed to be over by about 8, 9. Mm-hmm. We guess what? We haven't even ordered. So we're running really late.
Yes, because it happens.
You know? And I'm like, oh, no problem. Mm. Enjoy. I'll take care of the baby. In fact, come back when you want to because I know you've been working hard. And you know, I want you to have a good time. I want you to be me for a change. So you can understand.
Yes.
She comes home at about 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 2, half past 2, 3-ish from a work function.
Over, like, did you have a good time?
And I'm like, did you have a good time? You know, and that's all. That was me. So I know I've done this. I've done this a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I've got my best friend, he'll tell you, his wife will go out on a Friday. It'll be a girl's night. He knows that she's probably not going to come back until the following morning.
Yes.
And he's cool with that because she doesn't have to drive, worry about Uber and cars and kind of and usually I'm at his house.
Yes.
We are on baby watch duty that particular night. So we're drinking on the porch. You know what I mean? All night long waiting. And she doesn't come back. It's like, it's cool.
Okay.
So you've given us that. And in the modern world, I'm just saying, can we, in 2017... make space for this guy messing up.
But
please,
how much messing up can we tolerate? That is the question. Because men mess up a lot. Like, they mess up quite a bit. And, like, you know, we put up with a bit more messing up than men do. We put up with just a little more messing up than men do. That's
the
problem.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that's what you signed up for. I'm sorry. No, guys. We all mess up in different ways. Like, for example, you guys are like, I'll give you a great example.
Give me an example.
I'm going Christmas shopping for the family, okay? My family, your family, our family, everybody. I'm just going to buy a few things, you know. I think I know my mom needs this and maybe my brother needs that and Uncle so-and-so likes that. So I'm just going to buy a few things here and there, okay?
Yeah.
It's probably not going to cost more than like $2,000 or
okay.
something like that. It's all good, baby. Next thing, you're sitting on the phone or she comes back. Like, I'm not always saying it's like your money. It's her money, but it's our money.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh,
collective
gosh.
Money.
You know, I thought I'd just buy this and that, and it wasn't going to be a lot of stuff, but I realized that so-and-so needed that, and so-and-so needed that. So, I really went a little bit overboard, but instead of spending $2,000, I spent 10. That's a huge difference. And you don't tell us this when you get to 6. You say this when you get to 10. And
but it happens
to be like,
really.
It's
it happens
be okay,
really.
You know,
No.
Work it out.
No,
come
but,
on.
But that's such a big difference, though. Like, men do consecutive mess ups. Like, we do one big mess up at one time. Like, we'll mess up once. You guys mess up numerous times in different severities.
Have you ever heard a woman
degrees.
Call a man her better half?
Yes.
No. It's a man who says, that's my better half. That's how it's supposed to be.
No.
Come on, guys. Grow up here.
No.
All right, we're moving on.
See, you're just problematic. I'm just feeling like you're a little problematic in a relationship.
I am a little problematic.
Like,
and
I just
feel
cool
like... that. You know, I've made peace with the fact that I'm problematic. I've stopped trying to not be problematic. Like, being someone else. That's not who I am.
Oh, my gosh. It's not about being someone else. It's about being a better version of yourself so you can be with
this
someone.
This is the best version of me. It's always exciting. You never know what's going
to
happen.
No, see, no. Like, sometimes you just want to know just a little bit what's going to happen. You know, that's how these tips work.
Okay, well, let's carry on with the tips. Yeah.
Last one. It says, get him laughing. So, before you address anything serious, start him off on a good high, so that when he falls, it's not such a big fall. It's just like a...
Oh, hang on a second. All these tips are about like bad news. It's not like we're having a great conversation about...
No. So if your man is maybe not talking, because you know you men get into your moods and you don't talk. So maybe something's happened at work, or you and your feelings about something, but you don't want to talk. You guys are just bottling all up inside.
It's never like that. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to debunk this, because you're saying it like... As a woman, you're concerned why I'm not talking, why I'm not
saying. Because we don't want to be the problem.
No, you want to tell me about your problem, and you're wondering why I don't have the time to listen to you tell me why it's wrong of me to have come home at 3 or 4 in the morning or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
No, T. No.
Okay?
No.
All right, cool. Let's pretend. Let's pretend it's about me, and I've got a few problems at work, and I seem a little bit down, and I'm not talking.
Yes. But that's the thing though. I just feel like relationships, okay. So the girls in the office, as we were coming in and we told them about the relationship thing, they were like, but we're single. And then one of them took an app, right? And then the app said single as fuck. So it's not just single. Like, you are single. Like, you are so single, in fact, you are so single, in fact, that there's almost no redemption past this point.
So what does the app do for you? How does it help you?
So basically, apparently, you choose patterns, right? To determine your relationship status. So according to her pattern, she just exhibited symptoms or signs of being single as, you know.
Yeah.
So they wanted us to let them know how... How does one bag a man in 2017? You are the man in this.
You know, girls, I feel like this is a very tough one for me. I feel like this is a lot more responsibility than anyone should ever have. How does a woman bag a man? If I knew, I would never have female friends who are still single. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're surrounded by us. We are a tribe.
I know, you're a tribe, and I'm working on all of you. And it's hard, because the problem is, you'll ask, how can I find a man? How can I bag a man? Can you, if you know anybody? And then I'm like, well, there's this friend of mine. You know, his name is so-and-so. His name is
Bob.
Random. Vusi. Mm. You know. But the only thing is, you know, Vusi's still married right now, but he's going through a tough time with the wife. And you know, that's probably because he made his side chick pregnant. But Vusi's still open for a new relationship.
Why would you set us up with a man who doesn't even know what commitment means?
All I'm saying is, Vusi just hasn't found the one.
No, the difference is, woman, when we find one, we will work on you until you become the one.
Okay. Let's talk about Spa. So it's Spa, you know, the only thing with Spa is, he's been living with his parents for the last 30 years.
But why must everyone be a reject? We don't want factory defaults. What we want is a proper working relationship with a single man. And the problem is, good single men are hard to find.
Because the problem is, if he's a good single man, somebody done bagged him already. I'm sorry, that's how it is. It's that simple, guys.
Okay, I will try and give tips to you. Then you can assist.
Okay,
because
cool.
Clearly you are being useless at this.
No, I'm really good at this. Go on. I just don't have the kind of friends that would suit most of you ladies.
Yes, I know. That's why you've never set me up with no one.
I would never. But,
thank you.
Yeah.
Now it's actually a blessing.
Yeah.
So some places I meet men, restaurants. I eat alone a lot.
Does that really work? Help me with that. How do you approach?
See, the last... No, I don't approach.
No, how should a man approach? That's what I'm saying.
No, let me tell you how I've been approached.
Okay.
Okay.
The ones that worked.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've been on about 3 dates with men I've met in restaurants.
Okay.
Dates, not hookups, dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you kind of have to clarify. You gotta clarify these things. And the one, I was sitting at a restaurant that's now closed down in Sanson.
And the one that we went to?
Yes.
It closed down?
It did.
What was it called?
It got replaced. Remo's.
It was so wonderful. But I remember I told you that this place is going to close down because there's nobody here. And it's the middle of the week. And this is Mandela Square, y'all.
Yeah.
The rent is real there.
It is. You know? It's half a million.
And there's 5 people.
Yes.
And it's a huge restaurant.
It was huge. Yeah. It was really huge.
All right.
So anyway, at that restaurant, I was taking, you know, how we all take pictures of food and stuff. And then a particular gentleman who I ended up, dating. He came up to me, but I could tell this guy was staring at me because I started off at the bar. So I was sitting at the bar, and then because a friend of mine was managing the place at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at the bar. I could feel, because men, you guys are not subtle for ish. When you guys stay, you stay.
Yeah.
So I was like, who is
giving
this
you that
guy?
Stare, I'm looking at you.
I looked,
what you gonna do about it?
Yeah, I looked and I was just like, I'm not interested. And then I took my stuff and I was like, I'm feeling awkward now because I can't sit at the bar. So I told my manager friend, I'm like, I'm going to be sitting at that corner right there. So you can just come speak to me when you're done. So I went and I sat down. And as I was about to leave, literally, I just paid the bill and I get up and take my stuff. And then this guy comes walking up to me. And then he was just like, hi, I saw you taking pictures of food or your blog. I was like, no. And he's like, okay, I own a place, and I'd like you to come and maybe try out our food and like maybe take a picture. Then I was like, I get to eat, and I get to eat for free.
And right there.
I was like, okay.
I'm feeling like, okay.
And then he was clever. He was clever because I was never going to call him. Like, if I took his number, so he was like, oh my gosh, my phone died and I forgot my business cards. Can I please, you know, He said something like my phone died, please take my number. Yeah, so then he's like, please just write me your number and then I'll, because I had an exam pad and everything. I was like, shit. So then I wrote my number.
He's actually quite slick.
He was very
slick. I'm very impressed.
He told me later on that he had all his business cards and his battery was on 100. He was just like, she ain't gonna call me.
So that I'm quite impressed because, like, if I'd come up to you and said, I see you taking pictures of food. Are you a food blogger? And you said, no. I'd be like, oh, okay. All right, well, have a nice day. Bye.
it's people who don't take no for an answer generally. Yeah, but I was like, okay, cool, whatever. What could go wrong? You know, he owns a pretty decent establishment. So, I mean, if I get kidnapped, people will know who it is. And
I have no magic.
My reasoning,
skills.
I don't
know how these things work.
Whatever. You're just like, I'm Tamisha Masha. Hello.
That usually doesn't work. Funny enough. You would think it would. You know what? You know, like, hey, even the staring thing, like, I'm staring at you. Yeah. That's Tamisha Masha. I'm playing myself. Hey, it doesn't work.
Sorry.
You have to be witty. You have to have a plan.
You have to have a plan. So that's tip number one for the ladies.
Okay.
So Tamisha's giving you the male tip. Like, you've got to have a plan when you approach a woman. I'm giving you the female tips where I've met people, okay?
I'm not even giving you a tip. I'm just basing it on what she said.
Yeah.
I'm saying, pick that up.
You see, but, and then the next place was at another restaurant. And I eat
alone a lot. Yeah, yeah, keep saying that. Hey, guys, she eats alone a lot.
No, because I'm just like,
just pick up the tab.
I'm letting ladies know. I'm letting ladies know, like, where I've met guys, okay? So then the other place, also a restaurant, you know, they started off at a different table, ended up at my table.
Wait. I want to get into that, but I just wanted to warn some guys, because I've also been to places. There was one in Sandton, in Mandela Square, where there are some ladies who drink, especially alone, sometimes eat alone as well.
Okay.
It was actually across the way from the restaurant we're just talking about.
Butcher's Grill.
No.
Cilantro.
The other one.
Before it became Cilantro.
I can't remember what it was.
Yes.
And those ladies are not looking for a date.
Oh, they're ladies of the night.
Yes. So don't be surprised if she hits you with a bill afterwards. You know what I mean? And it was more than what she ate.
Next place then. The next place is the gym.
Oh.
The gym, I've met quite a few people at the gym that I've gone on dates with, and they were fun.
I once said I met a lady at a gym, but that was just a straight up lie. Because it was better than saying I met her at the other place. Because I actually met her at, like,
the strip club.
No, I met her at, like, the Durban July.
That's like a strip club.
No. I'm kidding. I guess so, but, like, I was actually with
the Durban July.
Yeah, I was with somebody at the Durban July, and you meet someone else, so it's like, it's kind of,
awkward. That's awkward. Yeah, no. So another place, guys, the gym. When you're getting your fitness done, you can see what you like physically, and then you can be like, okay, you know. So.
But what if the guy's, like, overweight, but he's at least there every day? He's trying.
No. But it's about where women can find guys they want. You don't want to be dating someone out of pity, right? So you need to, because some ladies like a chubby guy. Like, sometimes a chubby guy is
chubby,
very cute.
But fit, huh?
No,
you know what I mean?
No, but that's what I'm saying. So you need to, like, woman, target your own man. Target your own man. Like, don't be a statistic. Don't be a statistic and, like, you know, just end up dating a guy because he was just persistent. Like, you know, go for what you want.
Yeah.
You know? And what else?
But how do you do that? Because how do you even get that guy to notice you?
Smile, see, I've met, like, a couple of guys at the gym. Sorry.
Hold up. Women have smiled at me before at the gym. And women smile at me all the time.
I smile. No, but there's a specific smile.
And I've walked up to them.
I smile,
like,
out
some,
of awkwardness.
Hey, I noticed you smiling.
No.
She's like, I was being polite.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, okay. All right, bye then. You know, come on.
Okay, no. Like, I mean, you need to read. Like, if you, like, okay. So this is how the one guy ended up going out with actually did it. So what he would do is, first, I knew his friends at the gym. So I'd greet his friends and whatever. So he was the new guy. So he just hit me with a, like, head nod. I was like, this guy. He doesn't even say hello. I'm like, hi, I'm Candace. And he's like, and then he said his name. And then I was like, okay, whatever. Then I left. And then he kept playing that game with me for a while. Then I was just like, well, I ain't gonna greet him no more.
Oh, it's that simple. Okay. So he just gave you the head nod the whole time.
No, so he'd like say hi, but then he'd just walk away. Like everyone would be speaking to me and he'd just walk away. So I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, he's in his own zone. Yeah, so I was like, he's in his own zone. Then one day, when my guards were down, because I was just like, this nigga never speaks to me anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm training. He comes up to me. I ain't doing nothing. I'm not even responding because I'm like, he's not going to speak to me. Mm-hmm. Then he just hit me with combo and I was like, you do like me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I like the setup. The setup,
yeah, it's
a classic one.
It was very smart of him. It was very smart of him.
If you've ever read the book, The Pickup Artist, basically what you do is you let a girl know that you might be interested and then you feign disinterest for the longest time. And then
you
just as she thinks you're not interested, that's when you come in and you strike.
You see?
It's a classic player move. Classic player move.
And then the last place is I use the radio show to get dates. I'm just like, you want to come on my show? Cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Tuso was here.
Chatting.
And Tuso, hey, I know you're on Twitter right now. So I don't know, man. You obviously didn't make your move. And he says he needs to learn how to cook. Yeah, you better get cooking, buddy. You better get cooking. All right,
but like, I mean, what is a better way than like if you kind of interested in someone or you think they look attractive or whatever, and then just being like, hey, would you like to come in for an interview? Oh shit, I'm like giving away all my tricks. Facebook people, you knew.
Okay.
like, and it's just
never
like,
tried that.
Do you want to come on the show?
I was the one trying to keep it professional to think.
But this is a fun show. This is a fun show. I've never done it because clearly we've never had really great people. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay.
At this rate, we're never going to have guests.
All right, let's move on. Okay, guys, I'm going to give you a tip for free.
Yes, give us a tip.
You know, how to get a woman to be interested in you. Like anywhere, anytime.
Okay, let me see if this works. Tell me.
Okay. First of all, you got to look at a couple of things. Her appearance, what she's wearing, because that's how you start the conversation and in.
Okay.
If she's walking particularly fast, she looks like she's trying.
Like she's on a mission.
Like she's on a mission. Like she's trying not to talk to anybody. Either do the opposite.
Yeah.
Don't slow it down though. Don't make her feel like you're just getting in her way. But try and make her feel like you want to help her get to where she's going.
Okay, wait. So I'm walking fast in Sanson City, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just gonna like stand next to me and just start walking fast with me.
Yeah.
Because that's a little creepy.
No. You start with something. If I did that, I'd be like, you know, I've been working out for the half marathon at Two Oceans as well. what are you walking fast for? You know, something like that. It usually gets
gets the conversation going.
Gets the conversation going. Okay. She might smile. Okay. She might think that was quirky. She might think that was weird. But at least you've put something in there.
Okay,
that won't make her say, fuck off.
What I like about that is be different. Men are more responsive to men who are different than the always everyday pickup line. So I like that.
Something like that. You know, just walk with her for a while and say, you know, I find working out at the mall is always far easier than trying to do this at the gym. How long have you been doing this? You see, it already worked.
Okay, cool. Okay, so that's
and then she does
one.
That. And then you're like, I love your hair. Did you do that on purpose or was that a mistake? Like, you know,
okay,
like the green thing.
Okay, you know, something like that.
And then she's like, okay, because you got to be edgy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it could have gone the other way.
Don't be too nice. Don't be too nice.
Yeah. It's your first time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But don't be a
dick. Don't be a total dick
but
about
be,
it either.
Be quirky. Be like witty.
You've already snuck in the whole workout thing. So you can say something like, so when you're done working out, maybe we can catch a smoothie together at the food court.
Okay.
If you're too busy for that, let me take your number. And I can call you and we can do this every week.
It could be a mess, guys. I'm telling you this now. I could not be in the zone. I could find you entertaining and just not be in the zone to give you my number. But at least you tried. And at least I
you
won't
want to
be
give
like
me your number? Okay, listen, tell you what, give me your Twitter handle. I'll just troll you for a while.
I may not want to give you my name either.
And then after that I'll just maybe, you know, it goes down in the DMs, I'll send you a DM or something. I don't know. Just do something. Say something funny. Don't let it go. You know.
No, sometimes let it go. Sometimes let her go. If she's your fish, she'll circle back around. But if she ain't your fish, just let her go.
You gotta keep fighting that fish. I once caught a 15-kilo tuna and it was hard. I did some deep sea fishing. You gotta fight it. You gotta want that tuna fish.
You are applying the Hitch strategy. Hitch says that no matter who you are, any man can sweep any woman off her feet.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's I don't know. You know, like there's some people who are sweeping and you're just like, I don't want to be swept. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Did you not notice this big rock on my finger?
You know, like there's some times when you have to like stop being persistent and then there's times when you have to like accelerate the persistence, you know, it just depends.
Look, you'll know.
Read the vibes, guys.
You'll
read
know.
The vibes.
There's a very fine line between being persistent and just being a stalker and she has to call security on you.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
But can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
The one thing my brother told my younger brother, who's the like the gazebo of the family, and I'm not saying that because he like, you know, I'm saying that because he's shady.
Yeah,
he's very
shady
sometimes.
Yeah.
And he yes, you boy. And so he said to me, he's like, you know, because he's been there when guys
but
have tried
cool
to pick
one.
Me up.
Oh,
I love
cool
him.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's so, been there? A guy tried to pick you up in front of your brother?
Yes.
This guy
so
I
then,
gotta meet.
Yes. So then my brother's like witnessing from like, he's just takes like a respectable distance. So
wow.
To give this guy his space to try and see. Because he's like, so I asked him like, but why? He's like, because I knew you were going to mess it up anyway. So I just wanted to see like the train wreck happen from a distance. I didn't want to be collateral damage.
I gotta meet
right?
this guy.
So like the gazebo says, AKA gazebo. My brother, he says, so, like, we're talking, I was relating the story to my older brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what's the worst about your sister? So I'm like, about moi? I have no worst. And he's like, when a guy compliments her, she'll laugh so much that the guy's like, wait, is she laughing at me? Is she laughing with me? Like, what the hell? And then the guy just walks away confused, like, I don't know what you're And I'm like, what? He's like, you laugh too damn much. Like, you need to stop, cut down on the laugh. You have to just be like, give them a ha-ha.
Mm.
Don't be like, ha-ha.
That's it. I want to give one more tip. This is
okay.
this is one I was going to try with my sister recently.
Okay.
If you want sibling pickups, because your sibling can be the best
wingman
ever.
Mm-hmm.
So around December time, you know, I was thinking if I was to date around December, what would I do? Especially if I'm with any of my sisters. And I've got a younger sister. She's in her late 20s. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to her, you know, while we're walking around before Christmas, if I see a girl at a mall that I think is particularly hot and I'd like to date her, I'm going to just step a little bit further away. And then I'm going to be just standing there. And you're going to go up to this girl and you're going to say to her, hi, sorry to bother you. I see you're very busy, but we're here Christmas shopping. That's my brother over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gone through some major heartbreak. And I don't know what to get him for Christmas that would really help. I think you know who he is. And he's got everything he needs materially. But I think the best thing I could get him for Christmas is someone like you.
Wow.
Do you think you could help me out?
I feel like I'd be like, that's a lot of pressure, shit. I'm the wrong girl. I'd be like, I'm the wrong girl for that. But
no, you seem
good
like
luck.
A really look, she has to like work with that from there.
Yeah.
But you seem like a really nice girl. I'm not saying I told her as well, like when she says that, say I'm not saying this because he said you're good. He doesn't even know that I'm here, by the way. And it's not about your looks or anything like that, because obviously I'm his sister. So I'm looking at you as someone who maybe can make my brother happy, because I know the kind of guy that he is. And I'm seeing you, girl, and you look like a really great human being. Look, you're sitting next to me right now, Candace, but if I'd send my sister after you, you will be butter, putty in my hands. Damn it.
No, don't. Okay, my brother use my older brother. He's like the star boy. Sorry, Ashley. Sorry. He's like the master play. Like, he knows women better than I know women, and I'm a woman.
Okay.
And my brother can read.
You
know what's great about my older brother?
Right.
Because he is the way he is,
uh-huh.
He gives me tips on when I see a star boy. He's like, that nigga's star boy.
Oh,
like, you don't want to go there. He's
okay.
Like, this is how it's going to go down. He's going to start doing this. He's going to start doing. And I'm like, you don't know all men. And then, like, he starts doing it, and I'm like, I'll keep quiet. I won't admit it. Then he'll just catch up with me, like, 2 weeks later, like, oh, so what's up with that guy?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, just didn't work. He did it, ne?
Yeah.
He did what I said he was going to do.
You know what, guys? If all else fails, just hang out with Candace's brothers. They're pretty cool guys.
Pretty cool guys. So my brother actually used that strategy, right? So he wanted a particular woman.
Mm.
And he would, then afterwards, so he was like, you know, he saw that, I'm hitting. You know, there was an attraction, but he was like, hey, she's just resisting.
Mm.
So then he called his wingman at the time, and the wingman stayed behind to speak to the friend, because he was like, oh my gosh, I just need to go do something. So he left the wingman with the girl he was interested in. The wingman is like, oh, you know, he'd kill me if I told you this, but you know, I've never seen him. I almost say he's in love with you. Like, you know, I've never seen my boy like this, blah, blah, blah. And this wingman's buttering this girl. Yeah. Next thing you know, my brother got back and she was like, you know, I think we can pursue something. And the, like, you know, 10 minutes into the combo, she was like, I was like, damn, I need a wing girl. I need a good wing girl like that. Because my friend and I tried to be wing girls for each other.
No.
We are so bad. Something different. We cannot be incognito for shit. We like get to a place and we're like,
I'm your wingman from now on.
Okay, T.
That's my 2017 gift to you.
Okay.
I'm your wingman.
But can we just get like criteria sorted?
You tell me.
Okay.
Like, that guy looks, I know he's so do I need to bring child, but he looks like the one. He looks like the married
type. No, that's not going to happen. I don't want no
whatever
baggage.
Want.
I don't need a whole family.
All right, cool. No, we were supposed to give like business advice, right?
Should we jump to presentation advice and then we give business advice? No, next week we're going to be doing a couple of different things. We're going to do media and career advice. So that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. By the way, so Tiso says he's coming back on the show. You're welcome anytime. Anytime, Tiso.
We know you know we love you.
You know we love you.
We know you
fact,
know we love
next
you.
Next time, we all three of us are going out. We're each other's wingman. We're gonna triple team them. So okay.
Wow. Okay.
Here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I find that at the beginning of the year, everyone is a little bit desperate, a little bit more broke than they were, that's when they come up with these brilliant business ideas of how they're gonna make money, blah blah. But the problem with a lot of business ideas is they take a lot of time. First, you got to come up with the proposal, blah blah. Then you got to make the cold calls and all that. By the time the new year hits, you already have to know what you've planned for the following year. And if you're one of those people who has, because this we're talking to you, someone who has already got a couple of ideas of what you want to do. The problem that I find for me sometimes gets in the way is that thing of I'm scared to make that call because I'm worried about what the person I'm calling will think of me. You know? And at the end of the day, my thing right now, my biggest business advice to anybody out there.
Yeah.
At the beginning of 2017, make that call. Send that email if you're too shy to make
that
call.
Don't procrastinate.
But don't procrastinate. And if they don't respond to that email, send it again. Because the thing about being successful in business, I found, is usually not about how brilliant your proposal is, even how brilliant your idea is. Sometimes it's just about actioning it and getting it on the road and talking to the right people who can help you get it where it needs to go.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think the two things there, action and persistence, because most of the time the first move you make is not going to be the one that gets you to where you want to be.
Exactly.
You know? And that's the thing with business, whether it's in media, whichever business you're in, whatever you want in life, actually, the first step is always the most important. But you must remember, on the first step, that's where you experience the most resistance.
Yeah.
Because the people you're reaching out to have a million other people reaching out to them. So you need to have that consistent tenacity and just willpower to just push through.
Yeah.
You know,
my advice to anyone in especially the entertainment industry, if you want to, now this is the year that you want to be a voice artist, because that's what I do.
Yes.
Now is the time to go out there and start recording your voice clips. A lot of the studios out there, the professional studios, don't have a lot of work because a lot of advertising isn't being done right about now.
Yeah.
So if you come in there and you have $600 to spend, which is actually a good investment for about an hour's worth of being in the studio, getting a couple of really great clips, make sure that when you go to the studio, you already know your script, or you have a script with you that you've already done. Don't write the script once you get there.
Okay.
Get there with a full script, and maybe you can ask for a half an hour session where you're just recording and you're just getting them on an MP3 or a WAV file, and then you just start emailing those out to prospective agencies. Find
that.
You know, you can phone any agencies, especially in the Johannesburg area and Cape Town, and find out who the producers are, the radio and television producers. Those are the people you need to speak to. And then ask for their email address and then send them your voice clips. That's a great way to get out there at this time of the year, so that right now all the producers are looking for voice artists, because it's going to start picking up now in Feb. And a lot of the times the clients are looking for something fresh, something new. And if you are proactive and you've done something like that, they'll take you more seriously.
I want people to always remember that some people are probably sitting back and they're thinking, oh my gosh, 600, whatever. But you need to invest in yourself. This is a year where you have to be willing to invest in yourself. Take that money that you were going to drink away this weekend and put it into building yourself, because what you're missing out on this weekend, you are building for tomorrow. So
definitely, sure. I mean,
you have to invest.
$600, $800, $1,000 is nothing compared to getting that one voice job.
Exactly.
Because already you've paid that money back, and the returns are going to keep coming.
Exactly.
You know? And if you want to be a presenter, a lot of people say, I want to be a presenter and that sort of thing. We've got the technology nowadays. Ask your friends. Make it fun to record you presenting
Don't put yourself under pressure to come into a studio or whatever.
Just get dressed up. Do your makeup. get some nice lighting.
Yeah.
You know, get some nice lighting. There's always someone who knows a little bit about photography. Yeah. And shoot it on your cell phone. Mm. It's that simple.
That's true.
Then from there, you've got something that you can post either on social media so that people can see you, the producers.
Or keep posting like a 1 minute clip. You know, every week you post 1 minute clip.
Every minute, post a 1 minute clip. And then, if you're into the business side of things and you're looking at writing a presentation of any sort, or especially a presentation that you're going to be doing, you're going to be presenting to a prospective client, always remember this. I'm going to keep it short. It's the 10, 20, 30 rule.
Okay.
No more than 10 slides in any presentation. Make sure that you speak for only 20 minutes in any presentation. And then 30, make sure that the size of your font on the presentation is no smaller than 30. That's it. That's a Robert Kawasaki tip. That's it from us.
That was a fun show, guys. Tune in next week because we're going to be speaking to Bianca Koyabe, who won the World Swimsuit Illustrated competition, and she's opened an agency to teach you how you can be a model. And Jesse Santella, who won Top Actor South Africa. We love you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, we're out of here. We'll see you next week. Much love. CliffCentral.com.